And let's turn now to an environmental debate in this country that dates back 25 years. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court will take a look at federal rules limiting mercury and other hazardous emissions from coal and oil-fired utility plants. The regulations from the Obama administration are being challenged by mining firms and also by more than 20 states. Here's NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
The regulations have been in the works for nearly two decades. Work on them began in the Clinton administration, only to be derailed in the George W. Bush administration, and then revived and adopted in the Obama administration. The regulations were subsequently upheld by a federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. last year. They stem from the Clean Air Act of 1990, which ordered the EPA to expedite limits on power plant emissions of mercury and 188 other dangerous air pollutants. Mercury was considered one of the most toxic because studies show it readily passes from the mother's body to the fetus and fetal brain, causing neurological abnormalities and delays in children. EPA estimated that 7% of American women of childbearing age, millions of women, were being exposed to the pollutant in dangerous amounts. The process for establishing limits, however, is multi-stage. First, the EPA must complete studies to determine whether regulation of these plant emissions is appropriate and necessary, and only after that does it set limits on the pollutant amounts that can be emitted. Both sides in today's case agree that costs should be considered in setting pollutant limits. The question is when and how much of a factor cost should be. At the first stage, deciding whether regulation should be considered at all, the government contends that costs cannot be considered under the law, and it notes that costs are not considered in other similar threshold determinations. Industry counters that these power plants were meant to be treated differently. It notes that under the regulations issued in the second stage, the estimated price tag is $9.6 billion a year, and thus it's only reasonable for the EPA to balance costs and benefits from the beginning. Industry also maintains that there should be a far more aggressive consideration of costs than the administration subsequently used in setting the actual limits at the second stage. Coal-fired utility plants are by far the largest source of mercury and other listed air pollutants in the country. Most utility plants do already have pollution controls that comply with the EPA regulations, but an estimated 20% of existing plants would face the choice of upgrading or shutting down. Those are mainly older plants. Coal-fired plants are, on average, 42 years old. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.